at the plaza, so I got a bag of coffee, and then I continued on down the road and got my coffee, so. We had a cup at home this morning, and that's lots of to get me through the day.
I know, I sat down my Coke real fast. That's my caffeine for the day.
I do the bubbles.
You do?
Not really, I don't really drink any soda or fizzy drinks, really.
I live off of those green drinks.
Those are good, but they actually make me more thirsty.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So it's more like just if I have to change it up,
yeah.
But.
I see.
But otherwise, yeah. Do we have some for you today?
I just thought I'd sit in.
Oh, I forgot to email you. Over here, so I don't know if Cindy was going to do the pre-op thing, because I think we're all not here.
She was walking in there as I was walking down here, so she'll find out the hard way.
Dang it. I'm sorry. Oops. I totally forgot about that.
She'll find out.
She'll learn. It's better if I don't have people.
Sit over here. I'm sorry.
I said it's better if I don't have people randomly wandering down to our office when they're busy.
Is that good?
Yeah, let's hit it.
All right, everybody, I'm going to call this meeting to order. This is the September 4, 2019 meeting of the Cheyenne County Hearing Examiner. My name is Andy Kotkamp, and I'm appointed by the Cheyenne County Board of Commissioners to serve as a land use hearing examiner. My job is to render decisions on various applications that are authorized to come before me, which include the major subdivisions that we have on the agenda today. I consider any testimony and evidence presented at today's hearing, as well as all the written materials already on file, in order to make my decision. This hearing process does have certain rules, but I'm still trying to conduct the meeting so in a relaxed and informal manner, which time the process we want to use. Obviously, we'll take each item separately for each other. Staff will present their report and make whatever recommendations they need. When the applicant or the applicant's representative is given an opportunity to present testimony and evidence, the applicant does have the burden of proof to show compliance with all of the applicable laws and regulations. Next, members of the public will be given an opportunity to present whatever testimony and evidence that they wish to make, and then testimony in opposition to the project, and then give the applicant an opportunity to submit whatever rebuttal testimony they wish to make. And then, as a word approved, they get the last opportunity to speak. To testify, we've got to come up to this table here on the left side of the hearing room. I'll have you state your name and address, and if you have evidence, I'll swear you as a witness and ask that you keep your testimony relevant to the application that's before us, and not to other issues beyond the scope of the proposal. If you've already submitted written comments, you don't need to repeat those. They're already in the record. If you do have anything new in writing that you want to submit, if I have the option to keep the record open, if I think there's a need for additional written testimony to be submitted. But in any event, my written decision is made within 10 working days after I close the public record. I think it would be signed in, but there isn't an attendance roster in the entry of the hearing, but if you haven't signed in yet, please do so. If you have any cell phones at this time, would you please check them and make sure that they're off or in a silent mode. And now, except as provided by the Cheyenne County Code of Ordinances, request for reconsideration and request to reopen the hearing. My decision in these matters, each of these matters, will be final and conclusive unless they are appealed. Appeals are by means of what's called a land use petition action. For each of these items, that appeal has to be filed within 21 days of the date of the issuance of my decision. And if the appeal is intended to file, the appeal will be barred. The bottom line is that if you're considering an appeal of any of my decisions, you really should seek immediate advice. If both items on today's agenda have any interest in any of the properties or the proposals to heard today, I'll be able to fairly and objectively consider each item on today's agenda. And outside of receiving and reviewing the staff report for each item, including all the attachments to the staff report, which included all of the application materials, there's public comments on each item, there are agency comments on each item, there's notice and documents, there's receipt of documents, site plan drawings, photographs, other than receiving and reviewing essentially the entire plan staff file for each item. And that had any communication with either of the items on today's agenda. So there's representations, if there is anybody here today who objects to participation as a hearing examiner or any item on today's agenda, you can have the witness face over this time. Right, hearing none, we'll turn to the first item on today's agenda. This is an application, we have an application number P2019-006, which is an application to subdivide approximately 2.72 acres in the five residential lots. This relates to property located in Finchland County, which is more specifically described in the staff report as well as in the application materials. The record, this time by this reference, I will get into the record that staff report. All the attachments to the staff report, which included all of the application materials, all the expert witness reports, site plan drawings, the agency comments, the public comments that have come through, the noticing documents, the SEPA documents, I'll admit all those items and do all of the entire planning staff file under the record at this time by this reference. And here is the staff presentation.
Thank you. This is an application for a major subdivision of approximately 2.72 acres and 2.5 residential lots. The subject property is within the Rural Village Zoning District. Within the Rural Village Zoning District, the minimum lot size is 12,000 square feet. The smallest lot size is approximately 18,108 square feet. The largest lot size is approximately 31,777 square feet, with an average lot size of 23,239 square feet. All lots meet or exceed the Rural Village dimensional standards. The subject property is within a geologic hazard area due to erodible soil. A geosite assessment to address residential development will have to be submitted at the time of Blue Line submittals, and staff has recommended this as a condition of approval. Access to the development will be provided by an access easement off Lower Monitor Road. Potable water will be provided by Chelan County PUD, and all lots will utilize on-site septic systems. Staff has reviewed the application material, agency comments for consistency with applicable codes and regulations, and as conditioned, recommends approval.
All right, thank you very much. I've reviewed all the application materials several times, and I don't have any questions for you as the applicant. Ready to proceed?
Yes.
Michelle Taylor, 15 North Chelan Avenue, Wenatchee, Washington.
And Ms. Taylor, would you raise your hand for me?
Yes.
Are you here today to speak on behalf of the property owners today?
Yes, I'm also on behalf of the engineer. The engineer, Martin Davey, was not able to come here today, and he wanted to let you know that what was contained in the conditions of approval, there's no problems with them, and along with the surveyor and the landowner, we agree with what's there.
So is the, tell me about the access to the property.
The access is off of Lower Monitor Road by an easement. The easement has been improved by the engineer, and the access to provide access that's in compliance with the codes of Chelan County.
How wide would the road be?
Sorry, I can't answer that. I can't remember.
It's 30 feet.
Is it,
currently.
It is 30, okay.
The internal roads will be private roads?
Yes. Yep, private.
All right, you've already indicated that all conditions of approval are acceptable, is that correct?
Yes.
All right, is there anything else you want to tell me about this project?
Other than we did have a an old geological hazard that was done from the former property owner, and we're in the process of getting a new, updated and renewed.
Any member of the public come to testify on this matter? Yes, sir. No one's come up. State your name and address for me.
It's Donald Larson, 1623-D Lower Monitor Road.
Larson, L-A-R-S-O-N?
Yes.
Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you just gave is true?
Yes, it would.
And what, have you seen, what do you want to tell me?
Well, I guess a reminder of my greatest concerns about this. First of all, that easement, I find it very hard to believe the fire department would, or first responders would accept that easement because it turns. And second of all, definitely a safety concern right where that easement wants to come off of the road. That is a blind spot, and the school bus does use that road, and there's no doubts there's going to be children down there. And also, when I guess I didn't get the greatest welcome when I was up here in May to check this all out, but I did see I don't know if it was a preliminary short plat, but there's at least two wells that are not even recognized on that short plat, and they're both of concern, which would reach into this development. I guess the only other thing is if there's been a geological study, that's new to me, because 4 years ago when I was developing, I was told no. You know, because I am the east boundary of this so-called said development. I guess a couple of final things. I'm not necessarily approve of the subdivision, and if the subdivision was to occur, I would like to see the developer at least put in a 6-foot vinyl fence around the two or three boundaries, please. And I don't know that there's anything else that hasn't been mentioned. Thank you.
My name is Robert Gray. I'm at 1629 Lower Monitor Road. Yes, sir.
And sir, what do you want to tell me
about? Well, my main concern on this is, you know, not necessarily subdividing. It's the subdividing into five plots, and my concern's all around this easement. The easement as it is now is rutting really bad, and that's with the use of just two homes in there. We haven't improved our gravel driveway pending the outcome of this, so we know what the impact is going to be. But if you average two cars per home on average, and you put five homes in there, that's an additional 10 vehicles that will use this easement. And underneath that easement is our PVC irrigation line, which was broke once when our other neighbor moved in, because they brought a semi in, moving semi, and it crushed the pipe and had to be replaced. So it's not designed for that type of weight and type of traffic. The other concern that I have that's a big one is the entrance to this little easement is right on a blind curve. It's right where Lower Monitor makes a jog to the right. And you literally have to slow down, ease your nose around to make sure no one's coming to turn into the driveway. You start adding that much more traffic to that blind corner, it's going to cause a public hazard. So you know, if it was subdivided even into two lots would be better, but five lots is just, there's too much, going to be too much traffic for this blind corner and this small easement that's already not taking the traffic of two homes. And to add on to Mr. Larson's testimony, I also would like to see the developer, if this is approved, to put a 6-foot vinyl around. And then my question is, and then my last question is on the wellhead that we know is there near the road, one of the two that Don spoke of, the other one's in the parcel, I don't know where it's at. From what I understand, because that wellhead's here, we can't do anything but gravel this easement. We can't pave it, we can't oil it, we can't do anything because that wellhead's here. So there's no way to improve that driveway to take the additional traffic. Yes, me and my one other neighbor. I own the longest property line. I own the western boundary of this parcel. The entire western boundary is my property line. And it's me and the one other home, 1633, that share the easement. There's no a formal maintenance agreement. The way it was explained to us is that if any work has to be done on the easement, it's divided between the homes that use the easement. So if we wanted to put $1,800 worth of gravel in, we each have to pay $900, from my understanding. No, sir. Thank you for your time.
Anybody else want to offer any testimony today? One or the other?
I'm Debbie Hansen, 1633 Lower Monitor Road.
Is Debbie ID?
Yes.
And Hansen, how's that?
Hansen, H-A-N-S-E-N.
Oh,
it's all good.
You swear or affirm that you're going to perjure any testimony you just gave
me? I do. The width of the easement, I don't know if you say it's 30 feet, but there's not room for two people to pass side by side. There's only room for one car. You have to wait for the other car. And I just want to affirm basically what else was said. So that's all I have.
All right, thank you very much. Yes, sir. Is your name and address for me?
Rivera.
Who's the first name?
Emma.
Well, I own the, I guess it would be the north, kind of north west, I guess, right in front of this development that it's trying to build. Yes, and so pretty much that easement is on my property there. And I just kind of wanted to, they kind of said pretty much what I was going to say, but I just wanted to kind of reaffirm what they said. And then I also, one concern I have, you know, I have little kids that kind of play around, they ride their bikes and stuff there. And we have pets that also kind of run around. So, like they were saying, the more houses you build, the more traffic you're going to get. So, that's definitely a concern I have. The other one is that blind corner that, like they were saying, it is, you have to be very, very careful when you take that turn. And I also would like to see if it does get approved, a fence, a vinyl fence around my side of the property. One other thing is, like Rob was saying, when that truck, that semi pulled in there, they couldn't make that turn. They pulled in there and they actually hit the fence and broke some of the fence when they were trying to make those turns. So,
don't have the plat, Michelle Taylor. I don't have the plat with me, but the discussion about the wells, both wells have a 100-foot radius around them, and they are not going to be compromised by this development at all. One is to the south, I believe, and off the property, and the other one is to the north up on, it's adjacent to the development, but it's up gradient of the development. So there should be no compromising it. The access easement will, it has to be improved and constructed under the county's standards. So if it's narrow, then it needs to be widened, and it will have the appropriate depth of gravel. And it sounds to me if they're running over irrigation pipe, it might be buried too shallow. There'll be utilities run through there, and so we'll obviously encounter the irrigation line, and it will be lowered if needed, or it'll be taken care of, so it won't get run over and smashed anymore. So anyway, that's what I had to say. Let's see, what was there? And you were talking about fencing on which side?
They were talking about three sides.
Oh, on all. Oh, okay, all sides. Okay. Okay, and the site distance, I believe that's already been looked at for the distance of site distance, and I think we turned something in for that, so. So anyway.
Do you have any objection to erecting some fencing around the project area?
I can't answer that because it'll be in, because the client, our client's not here. So there'll be individual lots in each individual lot owner will be able to put their fence in if they want. I don't see a problem that typically most people do want their areas fenced if they have animals or separation.
Thing, Robert Gregg, and one of the wellheads we know is adjacent to this easement, and I'm going to guess, my best guess, only 10 feet off that easement. There's no way to widen that road to 30 feet without impacting that wellhead, and that's the one right next to the easement, just inside the split rail fence. It goes to the west of the easement. That's all I can answer.
All right.
Thank you.
Mr.
Larson?
That wellhead could impact what is called lot 3 on this short plat that I've seen, and that well is within 50 feet of that property line.
Thank you. Any further recommendations? Any further questions?
No.
Any further So what I'm going to do is I'm going to close the public record portion of this hearing. I'll review all the evidence that I have, all the agency and public comments that have been made. Quick decision made on the next 10 minutes. Okay, the second item on today's agenda is also a major subdivision. This has been given application of P 2019-004. This is an application. Submitted to subdivide approximately 12 acres into 40 residential lots with a community pool on property located within Chelan County. It is more specifically described in the staff report as well as in the application materials. And for the record, I'll admit into the record that staff report on the application materials includes site plan drawings and expert witness reports. Documents that are the agency comments as well as public comments, including two recent public comments that submitted that are part of the record, one by Mr. Patterson, one by Mr. Collier, invited to me this week. The noticing documents, there are two documents, again, I'll admit all those items, and I'll admit the entire planning staff file into the record this time on this reference. Attorney Smith, will you stop at this staff presentation?
Thank you. This is an application for a major subdivision of approximately 12 acres into 40 residential lots with three tracts. The subject property is within the Urban Residential 2 zoning district within the Manson Urban Growth Boundary. The Urban Residential 2 zoning district has a minimum lot size of 6,000 square feet. A community pool will be located in Tract A, and two stormwater retention ponds will be located in Tract B and C. The smallest lot size is approximately 8,000 square feet, and the largest lot size is approximately 13,950 square feet, with an average lot size of 9,355 square feet. All lots meet or exceed the Urban Residential 2 zoning standards. The subject property is located within a geologically hazardous area due to erodible soils. A geosite assessment was submitted with the application. Access to the development is off of Wapato Way with a proposed internal road system. Domestic water and sewer will be provided by Lake Chelan Reclamation District. Staff has reviewed the application materials, agency comments for consistency with applicable code and regulation, and as condition recommends approval.
All right. In reviewing the site plan, it appears that some of the lots are fairly steep. Is the staff's opinion that all of the lots can be developed without the need for variance?
Yes.
My name is Bob Cope, 610 North Chelan, Wenatchee, Washington. Yes.
Mr. Cope, are you here as an agent of rights appearance to be
today? Yes. Basically, this is a 40-lot subdivision on 12 acres. It's an infill project. There's a residential development all around it. The answer to your one question before I forget that had come up, the applicant plans to terrace this. So as far as steep slopes go, everything will be a flat level building site on the project. And so that issue will not come up.
So again, we have the property owner as the developer, nobody's going to be coming back looking for variance because of the
absolutely not.
Either homes or accessory structures.
That's correct. There is an issue that did come up. There are two letters from Public Works. Basically, this is a lot that has less than 400 ADT, and it will be what is intended to be used is a private road standard that is county standard, and its number is it's standard plan 17, urban local access class 2, and on July 31st, it was a different standard for 400 or more lots on a public right-of-way. The letter of August 29th changes that, and there's a reference later in the document mentioning that change, but I didn't want that to be lost in there because on page 3 it still retains that class 1B PW31 standard, and because there are two different standards written in that, the one that is going to be applicable to this project is the second one, the one in the August 29th letter, and that's the only difference in those two letters.
And just to kind of jump off here, is that correct, Public Works?
Yeah, Andrew Brunner, Shawnee County Public Works. Yes, Mr. Culp is correct. We did speak and determine that the road is going to be private and not public, which would change the standard to the private urban local access class 2 PW13, sounds right.
Without questions, that is my presentation.
Now, all of the proposed conditions of approval are acceptable to the applicant?
That is correct.
The applicant have any objection to language, statutory language regarding the right to farm?
The right to farm on site, no.
No, I mean for acknowledging adjacent properties.
As I said, the adjacent properties are substantially residential. This is infill, and so that would not have an impact one way or the other. Should do it.
Public testimony? No public testimony today, and I do want Mr. Patterson to know who's here. I read everything with great interest, especially most recent. Do you want to offer testimony, sir?
Yeah.
All right, would you come over up? Your name and address, please.
My name is Kim Skar, S-K-A-A-R, and it's 106 Wapato Place, Chelan, Washington, 98816.
What was your first name again, sir?
Kim, K-I-M. Just want
to make sure you're here. Swear or affirm that you're going to be testimony you're going to
be. Yes.
Thank you very much. Sir, what would you like to tell me?
Well, I represent Matt Atai, who is the developer, basically owner-developer, and not officially, but I've been helping him because he's a previous client. I also have a project down the road from this called Manzanita Court. Are you familiar with that one, Andrew?
I have to see a site plan.
Okay, Michelle Taylor helped us with it from GeoDimensions. That's 27 lots and homes that are there. And Matt's project, which is called Viridian, will be similar to that. These are not going to be $800,000, $900,000 homes. They're going to be $350,000 to $500,000 on the high end. As the lower terraces are going to be smaller, compact type homes because they won't incorporate a view. The homes on levels probably two, three, and four will increase in price because of the view. But my point is this, is that at Manzanita Court, we have 27 lots and homes, and we have 10 sales so far. And of those 10 sales, and this project 1 year old, of those 10 sales, seven of the people that purchased there are full-time residents. That hardly ever happens. I'm a real estate broker in Chelan, and Chelan is a second home market. It's just the way it is. 95% of the people that I do business with are people from out of the area that want to have a second home here. And the proof is at Manzanita Court is that the local people are able to afford a home there. So being it's what is affordable in Chelan, because this is not waterfront, it's not community waterfront. So this project, Viridian, would be welcome to people that live in the Manson area or that want to stay close to where they work at, because the homes will be able to be within their price range. I wish the prices were lower, but it's Chelan and the property, the dirt is very expensive to begin with. Okay. That's it.
All right. Any other public testimony? Anything further from staff?
No.
Anything further from the applicant? All right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to close the public record portion of this hearing. I will have a written decision made within the next 10 working days, and there are no other items on today's agenda. So I'm now going to adjourn this September 4, 2019 meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Center. I thank you all.